This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. Take the tour. Come check us out, man.
And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
You're only this one. All right. Of course, I am Rocky, people chant my name. All right, join me today on the show, like every week, not B2 exponent, but B3 exponent.
If you remember the 21st day of September, this 2017. Is it fall yet?
I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Friday, or tomorrow, Saturday.
Yeah,
can it get down to 70 degrees, man? This 90 degrees is... It's not good for my skin, man.
And, of course, in the studio back after 2 weeks out, Mr. 315.
The styling, profiling, limousine, ride.
Your new book came
Jet
out.
Jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Mr. 315, baby.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
With your brand new book.
Yes. 30 for 30 November.
There you go. And Mr. Cheesehead himself is in the studio. Oh, my fault, man. Smoochie is in the house.
I'm going to stop doing this damn Wheel of Death. 0-3.
It's been killing you.
You were having the worst luck with this Wheel of Death, man.
It's throwing straight knives at man. You.
those gambles are crazy because you had the Tennessee Titans. They probably will win.
Which week one, they got clobbered. Mm-hmm. Week two, which I had them, they were fine.
And then they was going to give me Mariota again. Like I said, I'd rather moonwalk in traffic blindfolded.
Mariota's been okay.
Mariota's awful.
It's terrible.
Okay. Garbage. Stop that.
Hey, check it. Wait, listen. Hey, when they were comparing him and Winston, I mean, of course, I was like, but he's been okay.
He ain't even been okay, man.
Two words for Mariota. Dumpster juice.
Wow. Y'all were rough,
he's
man.
Still better than a lot.
Sidewalk chewing gum. That's what Mariota is.
They still might win, too. Sidewalk. He still might lead them to win Sunday, unfortunately.
And also, we have a guest in the studio today.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Miss Latasha Miles.
Hey, this is Latasha Miles, a.k.a. Joan Madden, the Gridiron Goddess of SheSP in the network. So glad to be with you guys here this afternoon. I know you don't really like these temperatures, but I feel like we owe these temperatures. I mean, we had the hurricane effects last week, so we're kind of, you know, making up for those days. But I'll be glad when 70s come. But I'm just saying, I think these are like a couple of little makeup days, mm-hmm. you know, with the weather.
I'm just not a hot weather guy.
It's not hot. It's not humid.
Right.
No. And you know we don't have fall here. We got summer and winter, so it's going to go from 80 to 40. So enjoy.
Yep. Enjoy it when you got it.
Right.
Stop complaining, exponent. That's what they're basically saying.
We're trying to tell you that, man. Life's wonderful.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, look at us. We're in a studio.
It's
all
a
of us
beautiful
together.
Studio,
beautiful
too.
Studio.
It's not as cold in here because I came prepared today with
yeah,
a hoodie on.
We got.
That's why I have a hoodie
we
on.
We got a guy wearing a cheese head. I mean, dude, come on.
And
you got to sing the Angry Browns fan song.
I'm happy now. I got this terrible towel that
yeah, like he's got compensated for his loss, and I'm wearing.
Man. You got compensated,
but I didn't
too.
Know you. And he and like the saying goes, you have to be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. That's what he asked for.
No, you know what? It's all right because one of these days they're going to give me the Browns. I see it coming, and they're going to be like, you know what, Smooch? You had so much bad luck on this wheel of death. We're just going to let you play in the parking lot.
You are a mess. I thought you maybe you had X for cheese on your head, so that's why.
No, no, this, I don't want to do this.
Last week he had to sing Hail to the Redskins, and being a Cowboys fan, that's bad.
I have a funny story about that. Uh-oh. I'll tell you about too. But for the ladies who are tuning in or maybe not seeing the visual, or maybe you're just listening, I am surrounded by some very handsome guys here, so be jealous of me. I'm just saying.
We appreciate it.
And you know what? It's diversity as well. You got brown skin, you got chocolate.
That chocolate over here. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then we got some white chocolate as well now. And look,
I forgot to wear my jersey today.
And then we got like a melting pot. I don't know what you are, but you know, you're handsome. You look.
I'm mixed.
He's nougat.
He's
nougat.
He's the beauty of this show.
Right. And see, then I'm mixed as well. Like I was saying in the earlier segment, I'm mixed with Oprah, Michelle Obama, Beyonce, and Jemele Hill. So we got like a huge melting pot here.
I got a question. Am I brown cheese?
Are you brown cheese? Now, that sounds like a personal
you're
question.
Mold cheese.
You are what you say you are.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I was thinking more like caramel delight.
Caramel cheese?
I'm chocolate.
Caramel cheese.
I'm chocolate boy wonder.
Look, man. I'll just leave that up to the viewers.
But very, very handsome. I got very, very handsome and intelligent. Like very handsome and intelligent guys here. So this is nice.
And this does me no justice. Check my Instagram. You'll see some.
Oh, look at him over here flirting.
All right, Mr. Swag.
Hey.
That is one hell of a plug-in.
Hey, listen.
Mr. 315.
And I'm unapologetic about it.
Don't let this fool you either. Don't let the J's and the little T-shirt fool you either. That's a little bit of some body up in there.
No problem. Yeah, I'll tell y'all what. Y'all want to, like,
you need to see.
I'm not talking to you.
Hey, look, go ahead. I ain't no hater. Look, I understand. Look,
I'm not even talking to him per se. I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, I'm 6'9". The wavelength.
Hey, this is going around.
It was flowing too. It was going right. I was making sure.
Over the cheese, everything, man.
This is not the Real Housewives on the radio show.
Because this ain't love connection.
It's not. I was letting the ladies know. I was letting the ladies know how good I had it right now.
Mr. 315, don't play, y'all.
My wife.
Look, I see. Sniper, go get him. I ain't mad.
Hey, can you do me a favor? You cut off some of that cheese.
Look, man, I let people ride the wave, man, as long as it's above surface.
That's not what we were doing.
Hey, you got to do whatever. Speaking of cheese, that finished to the Canelo fight, how bad?
Oh, man, they ruined a good fight with a pitiful decision. I hate the fact that judges get to do that to fights anyway. We understand that a rematch is a necessity because it's two great fighters and boxing needs all the great fights they can get. But they could have went ahead and said Triple G was the winner, even if you would have said 2-1 Triple G was the winner because one judge had a draw. But 118 to 110 for Canelo, that's ridiculous. Oscar, I don't know how much you paid that judge, and then you come out and blast her on TMZ like you didn't put any money in her pocket. Fool, please.
You know what's funny? I don't know if y'all heard, but she botched the MMA fight too. Scorecard wise, she needs to go. She needs not to. I mean, this was, she ruined a good fight. And I wonder if Teddy Atlas still has a job.
Because he still has
he
a job.
Went off. I know, but he went off.
And he had every right to.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah.
They're killing his sport.
Yep.
I mean, they should.
The Pacquiao fight that was a few months ago. I mean,
Joe Horn?
He went off. He went off on him.
Jeff Horn.
Yeah, he asked dude, like, yo, you really thought you won this fight?
Yeah, he walked up to him and was like, you lost this fight. Yeah, I'm like, damn, Teddy goes hard.
Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. But you don't get more blunt than that. And then, you know, he had some exchange with Stephen A. Smith as well.
Yeah.
Live, you know,
it was
live.
Crazy.
Yeah,
they were
definitely.
Great.
That was some great TV right there.
It was.
I watched it for free in English, man. So
I know you didn't watch it in Portuguese or something.
I'm pissed.
I was just happy it lived up to everything they said
man.
It was going to be. So it was an action fight. They didn't run from each other.
Yeah.
A lot of punches thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Was it better than McGregor and Mayweather?
Oh, yeah. It was actually two competent competitors going at each other. Yep. We knew McGregor had no chance.
Like the art of boxing. Like boxing that was, needed that.
Yeah. Especially after the McGregor.
After, yeah. yeah.
Well, congratulations, boxing. We'll see you in about 3 years.
it's tough, man.
I heard they were trying to do another one like in
May. I was here in May. Yeah.
April.
But they got some dominating welterweights, man. I want to see Jamar Charlo and Errol Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. Get the ring together.
Errol's my boy.
And you know what? I think that would be good.
That would be an awesome fight. Action fight. Two heavy hitting punches. One is more of a body puncher. And Jamar Charlo, his hand speed is unbelievable, man.
One of the best.
They need to get that together.
Well, moving on from that, let's go into some local sports. We'll talk about UNCC 49ers football.
They played A&T over the weekend. The game was on local television, but I turned quickly because I didn't care.
I didn't know.
They got beat 35-31.
That sounds like it was entertaining.
That was a shootout. You missed out.
That was a shootout. Did you see the game?
No. I was gosh, what did I do Saturday?
Sleep.
I was passing out my little orders for my stuff. Okay. I was at the Carolina Louisville game. No, that was the week before, sorry.
Oh, you was getting the bag then. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, screen bag.
You was getting the bag.
Yeah.
don't worry, nobody in Charlotte watches 49ers football really.
I do. I go hoop at UNC Charlotte. So I support them. That's go 49ers.
That's basketball.
Give me some free gear. I support any sport. Just give me the free gear, man.
I know. Yeah, I like free gear with them. So.
They have a beautiful court, though. Their court is nice.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Awesome.
New coach Mark Price from last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of the guy with the evil hairline.
That hairline was crazy.
Oh, that's my guy. We did an interview with him before he got sick or got let go.
Still, did y'all ask him about the hairline? What was up with that?
You couldn't ask him about the hairline sitting on the court with him. Damn. Just had to ask him about.
You know, it's just some things that are obvious you can't address.
Right?
Like you try to look over.
No, it's obvious you can't. You got to address. It's like, man, what is going on?
Nah, just let people be great, man. Just let people be great.
That hairline wasn't great.
Like, you don't. When you're interviewing LeBron James, nobody asks him, how do your hair just amazingly grow back all of a sudden when you were
Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaq did. Yes, they did.
They clowned him about it, but they don't.
You just.
What do you do? Rogaine? You spray it on LeBron?
You just let, stuff like that, you just let people be great, man.
Just let them do what they do.
NASCAR. You got anything for NASCAR?
NASCAR this weekend, New Hampshire. It's a mile track. The winner gets this 40-pound lobster. Which is amazing. If you love
lobster, a lobster?
A 40-pound lobster. You know, New Hampshire is known for their lobster. You get a 40-pound lobster.
That's about all they're known for.
Feed with a 40-pound lobster.
That's about all they're known for. But, that's true. Yeah.
But a couple news stories came out this week. Chase Elliott, his second place finish was encumbered. Had a rear spoiler modification issue that didn't pass RDR. R&D. After the race, sucks for him. His crew chief was suspended to a race and fined $25,000. And of course, they're gonna look at Chase like he's a cheater now. So it is what it is. And Martin Truex Jr., I said it last week, watch out for the 78. Don't be surprised if he wins the race. And of course, he won over this weekend. So I feel real good about that. And I feel real good about a Toyota again this weekend. Watch out for him. Also, watch out for the veteran drivers, Matt Kenseth, Kevin Harvick. They have a good chance of winning as well.
Awesome. All right. Moving on from NASCAR because anybody else got any comments on NASCAR?
I feel like I'm the only person that watches NASCAR around here. Man.
Pretty much.
I mean, I do usually at the beginning, but once football season comes around, what is NASCAR?
Right. You're making four left turns. I mean, I'm.
Come on now. Your ignorance of the sport.
In all seriousness, I grew up a NASCAR fan because I lived here. But dude,
this is NASCAR country.
The other sports are going past it.
I just like the fact that people really get pissed about cheating in the sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, the thing is, like, it's not like it doesn't exist. So when it happens, you do get mad, especially if like your favorite driver has an impact from it. Like, I honestly was hoping maybe Jimmy Johnson had been cheating some, because I wanted Jeff Gordon to win some more before he bowed out gracefully. So, but he hasn't. So maybe, I'm just saying, like,
and maybe it would help if Dale Earnhardt Jr. cheated more. Maybe he would win more races.
Or well, he ain't been right.
That dude needs Bill Belichick on his cheat.
Well, I just like, seriously. Well, of course, obviously with his father dying, that was one part. But I just think it was just too much with the stepmom. It was too much of a soap opera. Yeah. Like, I just think that kind of damaged his will and the legacy that he could have been.
I still think part of it is after his dad passed away, everybody pushed him to the front, and he was not that
dude.
Yeah.
Right.
He just wasn't going. You can't compare a lot of these guys to their father.
Right.
They're not going to pan out. They need to be their own man or woman. So, all right, let's move into our segment we do every week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas Dummy of the Week. Yes, we do Joseph Randall's Dummies of the Week because Joseph Randall was one of the biggest dummies we've ever had.
Yeah, stole some drawers, right?
Yeah, and perfume.
Yeah.
Perfume? I thought it was cologne, but it's...
And was about to get out of jail and did something and got more
and
time.
And did it again.
He got arrested like 6 times in 4 months.
Dumbass. And he was supposed to be the starting.
Yeah. You got any?
Kevin Hart. If you haven't heard, Mr. Hart apparently had a threesome with two chicks that put him on blast and are out to sue him for a ton of money right now. And you know, his wife of a little more than a year is 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
And they're having a baby shower this weekend. $118,000 spent on the baby shower. They're still going through with it, but... Man, Kevin, you talk about in one of your comedies already that how you cheated on your first wife and that you won't go get married again, but you messed around, you got married again, and here you go. In the same damn situation. Come on, bro. Still love your comedy, but you got to be smarter than that, man. You know they out here to get you. They ain't loyal. Chris Brown said that a long time ago. They ain't loyal.
Don't get married. That was my thing. And
stop hanging out with who's he hanging out with still? The real, was it Husbands of Hollywood or something?
Oh, he's
Nick Cannon, right? Hanging out with Nick Cannon.
It's not Nick Cannon. It was. What's my man? Robin Thicke. That's who he's hanging out with.
Robin Thicke.
I love the ladies.
That's another sniper.
The newly single, yeah.
Well, he was hanging out with Nick Cannon.
Yeah, with the production of the show and stuff. And, yeah, his marriage went kapot.
He got an excuse. That's Mariah Carey.
And also,
and unfortunately for the pregnant wife, the karma kind of came back on her too.
It did, and that's why I'm kind of like,
what's the saying?
Not surprised.
What's the saying? How you get them is how you lose
them. How you get them, right? Yep. And how you get them is how you keep them. So right. It's kind of like, this is what you got to do to keep them. Because, you got to cheat.
Because he left his wife for her.
Yeah.
And she was real cocky about it too. Like, talking mess.
Yeah, they were having social media rants, and she was doing subliminal shots and
she
stuff.
She already said she's not going anywhere, too. Surprise, surprise.
You got to secure that bag now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Albert Hainsworth. Soft-ass Albert Hainsworth. Come out a couple days ago in the media.
I just read this last night.
His wife. He's 6'7", 325 pounds. He crying that his wife has physically abused him. Not his wife. His baby mama has physically abused him. The same guy that stepped on people's heads when they don't have their helmet on the field. Crying abuse.
Yeah, man.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, you can't, because you can't go at the woman. You never go.
I don't know. She's 6'1". I don't know. She's 6'1".
Well, yeah. The same thing was said about Hope Solo and her nephew that was, 6'2", 6'3". 6'5", I think. And the violence with him. So, I mean, you know.
Shoot, I don't know my thing with that. My thing with that, that's secondary from what else he was saying about what she was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Physically emotional.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you lucky the Washington racial slurs aren't abusing you for raping them.
Well, that's the thing. She was calling them racial slurs, too.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah.
No.
And they already have a kid together, or she's pregnant also?
She's pregnant. I think she's pregnant. I'm not sure.
Albert Haynes' wife, this chick is pregnant, and she's throwing racial slurs. Yeah. They're throwing racial slurs at each other.
No, she, at him. She said, he said that she physically abused him and used the N-word on many, many, many occasions.
We got to get that child out of this mess.
Yeah. crazy nose crazy. That's all I know. You got any more?
I'm going to lead the Dodger for you.
I don't have a Dodger. Oh, you made that one. All right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. All right. 315, you got any?
Yeah. Michael Beasley. He made some comments the other day. One was he called himself one of the best players in the league. The second one, let me get this quote right.
Oh, man, I can't hear this one, man. That's my man, dude.
I kind of like him too.
On a personal level, like.
But he also said him being a left-handed player, he called himself the Carmelo Anthony on the left side of the floor. He's just like Carmelo on the left side, but on the left side of the floor.
Well, he had a couple marijuana issues.
So, yeah. Beasley's a dude that's probably on his, ninth second chance?
Third chance? I'm talking about second.
No, I'm being funny.
Nah, yeah, he's...
I'm being facetious.
No. He's like a cat with, like, he's got...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right. He's had so many second chances. It's crazy. But,
yeah. He's talking about a guy that just did nothing in the NBA. I mean, you know, just like Isaiah Ryder, those type of... I mean, you know.
Yeah. Talented, man. Yeah. Real talented.
Beasley, got some good contracts, though, out of the deal.
He did.
Just when you think he found a home somewhere, he
goes somewhere else.
Yep.
Gosh, I thought he was so nice looking, too. Dang, what a waste.
I remember we were in Miami for our honeymoon and walked into the smoke shop down there, you know, get the bowls or whatever. And here comes Michael Beasley and his chick walking in. You know,
you already know what it is.
He had to get him a new bowl, new pipe, whatever he was getting.
You already know.
Damn, Mike.
Like, Mike, come on, man.
I've got a couple. Kyrie's face when he was on First Take.
I was wondering if we were going to talk about that.
Why he didn't inform LeBron his trade demand. Dude,
it was priceless.
It was priceless.
You knew he was going to get those questions.
He like a 12-year-old kid with that sitting up there. But those answers he was giving.
He was dodging.
He was crossing over.
Yeah. He was still playing ball. Yeah, he was still on the court.
He was crossing over. I mean, man.
But you can't be mad. He wants to be extremely happy. Mm-hmm. And being in a different situation is going to make him extremely happy.
I don't know.
I just hate how some people try to make it seem like LeBron is his daddy or something. And he's supposed to. I'm like, LeBron ain't let nobody know when he was leaving.
No.
Anywhere.
Part of that, man, is.
T-Sip?
When you're on a team, you should talk to other people on the team.
You should.
That's my opinion.
KD didn't tell Russ he was leaving.
And that was wrong.
Thank you.
But KD, in that situation, KD was dead wrong for that one.
No.
How? I'm not mad at KD for leaving. I'm mad the way he did it.
Okay.
I'm mad at who he left to.
Right. Because first of all, you called Russell Westbrook your brother. Right. You always went to bat for him. This and that. Right. But you know, when
this MVP award is ours.
Yeah. But when KD went to Golden State. You know how Russell found out? When we found out.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because I'm getting ready to go to the next one.
Yeah, okay. So did Russ tell KD he wasn't going to pass him the ball and choke in the finals and in the playoffs and turn the ball over?
Did KD tell Russ he was going to choke in game six?
Right. That he was going to pull a disappearing act?
But they were brothers. They disappeared together.
In game seven, they did.
They had a 3-1 lead. And blew it.
And a lot of it was KD.
That was KD.
Now you see me, you don't.
Game six was KD. Game seven was both of them.
No, I agree. Yeah.
But still, KD more.
KD was supposed to be the star on that team. He was supposed to be the alpha,
The only
right?
thing with that, you just never knew. He had the alpha
always,
game.
No one in this room would say Russ was better than KD. Exactly. When
I don't think so. I didn't think so.
No one ever says
that was KD's team. But
as far as within the team element, you just never knew. I mean, Russ, the way Russ was with the ball, you would think he was the guy.
Right.
No, he wanted to be. Yeah. Right. Because that's the thing. He was kept trying to prove himself. But on paper, come on, Russ. Yeah. You're number two.
I thought so.
Russ his whole career. I thought so. Playing at UCLA, that's how he was, right? So don't expect him to change his spots.
Yeah. No. He was a two-guard at UCLA. He wasn't a point guard.
He was still the way he played. Point guard today is different.
It
doesn't matter anymore. They're offensive point guards. You're not going to see – Lonzo might be different, but that's it.
You still got Rondo, Mike Conley.
It's not the majority anymore. The majority now is scoring first.
It's hybrid. It's hybrid. It's a hybrid.
And you know what? And none of them are winning championships though either, except for Steph.
Well, Steph is a scoring
person. Steph's a two as well, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the only hybrid right now that's winning championships. Right. All these other guys aren't winning anything. Right. So, which means maybe you need to kind of
go back to your,
like Kyrie, for instance. Kyrie has to evolve his game now that he's going to be the so-called man in ball.
He sure does. He put a lot of pressure
on
himself.
He can't be the Kyrie he was before because now he has some young bulls on that team. Yeah. They're talented guys that have to get the ball. So, his game has to evolve.
Exactly.
And that's what I mean. And if Russell Westbrook's game evolved, KD would have never left. Because KD would have never left to Steph Curry. He would have never left to Chris Paul.
I disagree.
KD is already talking about leaving.
He's
already saying he wants to go to
Steph. No. Go ahead.
You have a lot of hate for Westbrook.
No, I don't. It's not. I love him.
You dislike him.
No, I dislike his game. It's a point guard.
Okay, that's the point. Today's game is a hybrid, like we're saying. It's not the same. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be like this from now on.
Even centers. Yeah, centers have changed.
Right. You power forward is your new center.
But OKC, historically, OKC has never been successful in the playoffs with Westbrook being the point guard.
The decision maker and the ball handler.
When they went to the finals, the game that they won, Westbrook was the two, Eric Maynard was the one. Right. The final year when they had DJ Augustine and they went on that 12-game winning streak and Russ was doing his thing, Russell got upset because he wasn't the first option. It was Durant, Ibaka, then Russ.
But in today's game, you're not going to have that anymore. It's not. They're not going to beat the Warriors. All right, who in the heck is going to beat the Warriors?
No, I don't see nobody.
So you want to do what you can.
And one thing about it, and this is just me, Durant did everybody a favor. Because if he would have went to San Antonio, he would have been pissed. The whole league.
I think they would have been more comfortable with him going to San Antonio than going to 73-9 Golden State.
And see, the thing is, it wouldn't even bother me if KD went to a 73-9 team if he just didn't blow that 3-1 lead. Like, you know, you can't beat him, join him. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron didn't go to Boston. And that's the issue that I could have cared less that he went to Golden State because they had the winning hand. I get all of that completely. But, dude, you just had your chance. You were just up 3-1. You know, same thing. Like, if the year that Golden State was up 3-1 and LeBron and them came back and beat them, I would have been pissed if Draymond was like, well, I'm going to Cleveland. Why? You just had a chance to beat them 3-1. Just anybody from that team.
It would have been
what bothered me.
It would have been the same way if Matt Ryan would have left the Falcons and
to go to the Patriots. Exactly.
Season. We would hate Matt Ryan for doing that.
I would applaud him because he would be on the bench and we do not have to see him choke up front.
Say that Tom Brady retired and he went there to be the starter.
Yeah, he would just choke in New England.
And, you know, he went to Boston College too, so he probably would have tried to use that. Oh, I want to go to New England.
But the thing about it is, luckily we don't see that in football ever.
No, you don't. But moving on, I wanted to talk about KD because KD, he forgot to switch his Twitter account. Before trashing the Thunder and Billy Donovan, he admits to infamous Twitter fiasco, calls Thunder's comments childish and idiotic.
Remember a few weeks ago when I told Katie he needs to be quiet? And y'all were like, nah. Remember when I said that? Okay.
He don't have to be quiet.
Yeah, come on.
I'm mad that he apologized. Why the hell are you apologizing? Go ahead and say it like you mean it. Say it with your chest. If you don't like the way they play because the coach sucked, and the rest of the teammates suck, let them know it.
Say it, though.
I mean, stand behind it. Don't
backpedal like Deion Sanders.
Right? You're not a cornerback.
What Deion Sanders backpedal on?
Backpedal.
Oh, backpedal. Oh, backpedal as far as his defense. Oh, was he talking about Russell Westbrook, too, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
Let's stay up with your chest.
I rest my case.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Already throw Steph Curry's shoes under the bus.
I don't understand what you rest your case on.
And went to go play with him.
Went to go play with him.
Great. Listen, say what you want. We knew the Thunder wasn't going to win this year. But
his shoes look like the PGAs.
Then don't go play with him. You needed them shoes. His shoes helped you get a championship. His shoes is why you were there. Shoes helped him go 73-9.
So if he would have went to play with LeBron, this wouldn't be a discussion?
No, because he lost to LeBron in the finals. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had your chance to beat LeBron.
LeBron heads wouldn't say nothing.
No. They're like, come on, KD.
Yep, exactly.
No, I wouldn't have agreed. It would have been a punk move. It's a sucker move.
I just want to see the banana boat.
You know what's funny? Even to a lesser degree, people, a lot of people forget to a lesser degree. Ray Allen did the same thing.
But Ray Allen, wasn't he traded?
No, Ray Allen left as a free agent.
No, he left as a free agent.
Oh, you're talking about to go to Miami, not the Boston.
Right, the whole, if you can't beat him, join him.
But no offense, this isn't the Western Conference Finals where he was up 3-1.
No. He was
and left.
It was the Eastern Conference Finals when they were up 3-2.
But this is totally different. This is Kevin Durant.
That's what I said to Ray Allen.
Ray Allen's not one of the best.
He's not one of the top five.
That's players in the league.
I preface it
and
by saying
just the same way
degree.
You talk about Russell Westbrook, he's one of the best 10 players in this league.
Right.
So when Russell Westbrook better not go join the Rockets.
No, he won't.
He going to L.A.
Westbrook better not go anywhere. The way y'all talk, he better not go anywhere.
No, he can go where he wants. Hell, LeBron goes where he wants. Kevin Durant goes where he wants. He can go where he wants because that's the NBA today.
He's going to go play with LeBron and Alonzo.
And, you know, you can't beat them, you join them.
It could happen.
Okay.
All right. Marshawn Lynch goes crazy on the sidelines for the moment in NFL history. The people that are dummies are the ones who have a problem with it. The Jets got a problem with it. The fan, look at the stadium. They got 2 years of this team. Let them have as much fun as they can.
And a little background on it. That's what they do in Oakland. I think the song that was playing was some
Oakland.
It was Oakland. E-40 type stuff.
That's what they do in Oakland.
Right.
Like get hyphy or something?
From Oakland. Yeah. And he's from Oakland.
Yeah, that's that. That's a whole different
that's
vibe.
It's like where they like ghost ride the whips and hang out.
Yeah, they go hyphy.
It's a whole different wave in Oakland, man. So what Marshawn Lynch was doing, you see
tell
a lot of cats
go.
Do that.
Tell me when to go.
That was crazy.
Tell me when to go. That's Oakland.
That doesn't seem safe to me.
It's dancing.
Yeah.
Not shooting.
I'm with the Jets, man. Don't do that.
Don't disrespect us because we suck. We already know we suck.
Yeah, bad enough we suck. Now you're rubbing it in.
Like. Then that's the thing. Then kind of like, you know, if you don't want them dancing, like Cam Newton was saying that you did with 15-1, you don't want me dabbing and stuff, stop me.
And
it
then
did.
I did.
Well, it did.
The difference between that Cam was doing on the field. Marshawn's doing on the sideline.
Well, wait.
All right, there's a big difference.
No. Remember the Atlanta game, the Panthers 15-1 year, that Atlanta game here, when Atlanta had a problem with Carolina dancing on the sideline and taking pictures and all that. So it's kind of the same thing.
It is. No, that's not. What I'm saying. Yes, like, the reason why they were celebrating is if they had a loss, they probably wouldn't have. But if they were losing, they wouldn't have done it.
I have a problem with Steph Curry celebrating with 30 seconds left in the finals. I mean, you know, doing this and this. Why he's got the ball in his hand.
He was taking a dump on the Cleveland's floor.
But my point is,
Curry been shimmying for years.
My point is, it's on the sideline. I don't see a problem with it.
But
Cam will stand up and be arrogant and do this, and then he'll do something bad the next play.
But that was kind of a diss, though. I think what they're doing is celebratory. That's a little bit different than, like, you know, if you're who was it? Okay. I love the touchdown celebrations. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, you remember how they used to do Johnny Manziel with the money thing? That was hilarious, but that was a direct, like, they were definitely doing the direct dissing to him, which, like I said, it was hella funny.
Or the Tebow Neal.
Yeah, little, you know, it's blatant that who you're talking about, but Cam doing a dab or making a first down, come on, seriously, y'all, they gotta let that go.
No, here's the problem. He goes out and does it on a first down play. Do it when it counts, when you score touchdowns, not when you get a damn first down.
So you have a problem with that?
Huge problem with Cam Newton.
What?
Yes.
Moving the chains doing first down?
Yes, that's a joke.
Great
because you're celebrating mediocre.
First downs are huge.
No, when you score 3 points, it's not. When you score 3 points, it's
but
not
that's
huge.
But that's at the end of it. And I don't like when they celebrate when they're losing.
When they're usually when they're losing, he's pouting.
He's pouting. He's actually
my
pouting when they're
is,
losing.
Cam, you know, dude, get some touchdowns. Sure, celebrate. My problem with him is letting the other people celebrate when they score. Like, he'll come get the ball from them, and he'll do the celebration.
Yeah, that part is very.
That's BS.
And I hate also the other thing. Like, I've said this for years.
He's a look at me guy.
Yeah.
Right. Like, Tom Brady, I hate Tom Brady. But one thing about Tom Brady that I've noticed, when Tom Brady, they start losing or they get down, Tom Brady's over there on that sideline working on the snaps with the center. He got
rallying
the clipboard.
The
yeah, he rally. In their face. I've seen Cam lose and be losing, and he'll throw that Gatorade towel over
and
his
he's
head.
On
and you're
the way,
to be the
he's way on the other side of the field.
Yeah, and that's the part. And that's the one part I hate about with Cam's attitude and demeanor. But I love how he is with the kids and stuff like that, for the most part. We heard a horror story at training camp.
Oh.
Yeah, the kids were waiting on him, and the usher said.
I knew it was some fakeness with him when he came.
Oh, honey, the kids was out there supermaning and dabbing. Cam couldn't hit a ball. They were waiting on Christian McCaffrey signed everybody's autograph. And Thomas Davis, too. Even Thomas Davis' son was taking stuff. Here, Dad, back and forth. They had an assembly line. Everybody was waiting on Cam. The usher just came on and said, oh, honey, Cam never comes back out here.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
What?
He tells you, because I went to camp, I was at media, and he wouldn't sign anything for anybody. I gave him a take.
You got to pay for that man's autograph.
But last year, Cam signed some cleats. I still have the video.
Of the guy in the wheelchair, right?
No, not at training camp. I think that was at a game. But at training camp, the last day of training camp, he had these red and white cleats, and he signed them, and he draped them over this little girl's head, and she passed out. Now, it was 90 degrees out there, too, so I don't know if it was a little bit of the heat as well. Her parents was going crazy. But I think the story might have got out. Now, he on some gold cleats the last day of camp, and the kids, they were just waiting. So I don't know if the word got out that that's what Cam might would do. But the usher's like, Cam never comes back out.
I got a couple Cam Newton stories to myself.
I was like, what?
But yeah, I got a couple of them.
But yeah, anyway, you know, I don't have a problem with it. Moving on, Joel Embiid takes a shot at KD for using multiple social. Stop complaining about other people. Go practice. Play. Play more than 31 games.
I know that's right.
He's used more characters in his tweet than he's played games.
I know, right? Trust the rehab.
Let me tell you, 31 games in 3 years?
Yes.
And it's on an all-time team.
Yes.
And almost won the rookie of the damn year last year for nothing.
And can't even do 5-on-5s. His career might be. It ain't looking good for him, man.
But he's great. He's great on the social sites, man. You follow him on Instagram.
Only thing I give him credit for is going at Rihanna.
Hey, he's pretty good on 2K.
Yeah, you got to shoot your shot, definitely.
Yeah. Right. Shoot.
Apparently off the court for him. Yeah. He don't care about him on the court.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball star Raul Mondesi sentenced 8 years in prison for corruption while serving as mayor in Dominican Republic.
Oh.
Corruption and mishandling of public funds while he was the mayor.
Marion Barry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this guy.
Yeah, are drugs involved?
Probably. but this story, man.
That's sad, man.
And then people attacking Giants wide receiver Brandon Marshall on Twitter sent the tweets to the wrong Brandon Marshall. They sent to the linebackers for the Broncos.
Yeah. They were doing that last year.
Yeah, they doing. Right. Yeah, they were dogging Brandon Marshall.
They were doing that.
And when Lemonade had came out and they were Becky with the good hair and Rachel Roy, Dame Dash's, you know, the designer. They were going at Rachel Ray, the from Oprah, the Rachel Ray with the show.
Yeah.
But you know what she did? She's so clever. She came out with she tweeted her recipe for lemonade to them. That was genius. But they were like, how dare you mess with Jay-Z? You a side chick. And her reply would be, 2 cups of sugar, this, that, the third. She was like, well, while you're at it, like, beautiful.
Yeah.
How you mix these people up? Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. All right, there's dummies. Moving on to this week's college football, A&M, Arkansas.
Who?
Texas A&M, Arkansas. I'm going to go
Arkansas.
I'm going to go with Arkansas because I think Sumlin's out.
He's on the hot seat. Yeah. That seat is on fire.
In Texas A&M, I've seen them collapse earlier this season, and I just can't trust
them. That's on fire, boy.
The big game this weekend is TCU, Oklahoma State, number 16 against number 6.
I like Oklahoma State that game.
Mason looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oklahoma State for me.
Probably they will, and, you know, my boo dad went to Oklahoma State as well. But I just always want TCU to do well because it's like they always get shysted in the BCS and stuff. Like, you know, they're one of their
almost
they're
every
smaller,
single year.
Bigger. Yeah, I love the purple.
Used to be Boise State, too.
It used to be Boise. Yes, Boise State, definitely. Mm-hmm. I want to go with TCU for the upset.
Kenny Hill. Duke plays UNC.
Yeah, I'll be at that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Basketball?
No, football. Crazy?
No.
I wanted to say who cares.
Yeah, that's why I said basketball. I knew it was football.
but you know, like Duke has gotten better. And like one time, Duke was 0-8 at a point in college football. Duke is actually got a really good coach too. Duke has really started becoming a name to be reckoned with in ACC football. I've never thought I'd see it in my lifetime either.
They made it to the ACC championship a couple years ago.
And then Crowder.
I'm going UNC, the alma mater of Mitchell Trubisky.
Now I want Carolina to win because you know I don't like anything Duke other than Duke's mayonnaise. I don't like Duke energy. I mean nothing. Yeah, Duke. I don't deal with Duke. My grandmother's nickname was Duke, and I love her. But Other than that, I don't want Duke to win anything. So I want Carolina to win. But Carolina's got like 12 key injuries, and Duke's a 3-point favorite.
Duke football. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Another who would have thought? Mississippi State, number 17, at Georgia after beating LSU last week. I'm changing my pick of LSU, by the way.
LSU don't look good.
They look horrible.
Mm-hmm.
My last name is Miles. So I used to swear that Les Miles was like my uncle somehow. And ever since until you do right by Les Miles, nothing you do, no good will come to you like Color Purple. So I'm going with who they play again?
They play Mississippi State and Georgia.
Let me get them. I want LSU to lose. Firing my uncle.
Penn State and Iowa is the big Saturday night game.
Iowa.
All right.
By 2 touchdowns.
I have this in there.
Penn State football is back. The Sandusky stuff and Petrino stuff.
You know what?
Paterno stuff is over.
And that blew over quick. Too,
it did. Because they started winning. You know, winning cures everything, honey. I'm trying to tell you.
Boy, especially in football, especially there.
Exactly. Now, I love Iowa because they look like a baby Pittsburgh team with their colors. But, you know, I kind of low key want Penn State to win.
I'm going to Iowa, man.
You going to Iowa? I'll go to Penn State. They got a great running back. And then the big game for me and Mr. 3-5 is NC State at Florida State and Tallahassee.
Y'all got like a side bet going?
No, actually, no. No.
You scared? You? I just asked you about betting. You didn't even bet me.
I did bet you.
I know, but you scary. You like, I don't
know. No. I'm not scared of anything.
You apprehensive.
I'm not scared of anything. Oh, no. Yes, do
but
tell.
You were apprehensive. Yes, do tell.
Do tell.
You
but anyway.
Apprehensive.
But anyway, no.
You want to come sit beside me?
I'm just a cheesehead dude.
The Dez Bryant thing over under. I said Dez, about 4 catch, 55 yards.
That's I want Chick-fil-A if I win.
Got you.
On Sunday, though. Impress me.
Got you. Oh, okay. Mr. 315 is very impressive. But anyway. What were we talking about? What game?
Your game, Jason. Did I really distract you like that?
Yeah,
your boy.
Yeah. I actually have. Yeah.
Go ahead, shoot that shot, bro.
Let me tell you something. I got the comebacks, baby. I got the comebacks.
Shoot the shot.
I got the comebacks.
We need to let y'all close the
shot. Hey, look. I've learned something today. When I go to the gym, shoot it.
I got the comebacks.
Shoot it. You don't know. I don't care if it's a bad shot, good shot. Shoot it. I ain't mad at you.
But no, we never even talked about a bet after. Right,
so who's winning the game?
He got Florida State.
I'm not putting a bet on because I don't trust my team.
Maybe not money. Something like
no, we don't know. It's never money. It's always something crazy with those guys.
Like wearing a cheese head.
Yeah.
How'd you know?
You know what, man? You know what? I'm still shaky on my boys, too. Especially, we haven't played since.
Francois.
Yeah, Francois's out for the year now. Yeah. We got a Blackman now who. They call him a dual quarterback, but I think I saw some tape on him in high school. I think he's only a dual quarterback because his offensive line was so trash in high school.
Mm.
So my thing with Florida State, man, I'm concerned about that offensive line because, like we were saying a few weeks ago, Francois has been getting beat down ever since he's been at Florida State. And if this dude takes a hit, it's over for him. This dude looks like Kevin Durant playing quarterback. That's how
you mean your quarterback isn't Cam Newton?
I know, right? Did you see? Yeah, I posted that too. The side by side with Francois and Cam Newton, they look just alike.
They look just like it's crazy.
I didn't realize how much they looked
me
alike.
But he looked more like him than Cam's own little brother Howard looks like him. I'm like, dude.
So I'm kind of shaky on this too, man. That offensive line scares me, man, for Florida State.
I don't know. We'll figure out some bit. So who you going with?
I guess I'll go just because they're my team. But I'm shaky, man. With that offensive line is terrible. And
I'll go with State just because our defense line, Bradley Chubb's a man. Among boys.
And like I said, if he hits our quarterback, it's over because Blackman is 6'6", 175.
And we actually beat you guys in Florida.
Yeah.
Usually,
Interesting.
All right. No prediction on that one, huh?
I'm going State.
Which state?
Which one?
NC State.
Okay. Yeah, because that's
what. What do you mean?
Which state? All right. Let's go finish the show.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, LT rips Zeke for quitting on the Cowboys and loss. You got to step up and rally the troops.
See, it was funny because, like I said, when he said that on NFL Network, the tweets were coming in like, LT, do you remember that AFC Championship game? Like I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. He was getting killed for that.
Internet never forgets.
Oh, they don't.
People were sending pictures of him sitting on the bench that game.
Of LT?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like this.
Yep. Yep. The internet never forgets, honey.
Nope. Yeah, I remember that game. I actually watched that game. Yep. So that's why I was kind of LT. You might have been the wrong guy to say that.
Yeah. I'll say wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad timing.
Well, you know, LT really, after that Hall of Fame speech of him being mixed.
Yeah. Boy, you the same complexion as me. What you mix with? What you mix with?
Black and
black. Black and black. And, yeah, exactly. You look like me.
Right. Might be Spanish. I don't know. Look, man. You just got to let people be great, man. You just can't.
LT, you just can't on, brother.
State the obvious. Because
he must have went to ancestry.com. Yeah, must he found that he was 5% Spanish and he was rolling with that
and loved it. And right. Let
me throw this out there.
Well, that was like my wife did hers. And it was 2% African American.
Yeah,
South Africa. And she was like, really? She didn't know. She was like, all right.
Okay. Let me find
out. Rocky wife or sister. Right. 2% sister.
Got you a dirt. You a dirt and a whiskey. She pack your lunch in foil too.
You're a Travis Kelce.
But that'll make you official. She pack your lunch in aluminum foil.
I posted that on Facebook about 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago, with Dirk coming into the game. He's like, you know, Dirk married to a black woman when he comes
and
with a plate.
He really was. That's what's funny. He really was married to a black woman.
Dirk had a to-go plate.
And you know what's funny? He ain't having a Walmart bag or nothing. Just
he had it in his hand.
Plate in hand with foil on it.
That's if I was in the NBA and if I came home from Sunday, that's how I would come into the game too.
But you know what? I didn't know he was married to a black woman to that. That's what made me. That's what sent me over. I was already laughing at that. And then like, oh my God, he really is married to a black woman.
You know how I found out? You know how I found out Dirk liked the sisters? Because maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they were talking about in the playoff game how he had a lot of stuff on his mind. And during, I can't remember what series it was. Come to find out, he had some living girlfriend who wouldn't leave his house.
Wow.
Yeah, the cops had to come get her. I was like, okay, let me see. They showed the mugshot. It was
Like Brian Urlacher, the mother of his two kids, she's black and something.
I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Future Hall of Famer.
This year, first ballot. I was tripping off of
that.
He should
be. Should be.
When I saw that about Dirk, I started singing Dirk.
You seen they got the picture with the dashikis on. Yeah, Dirk has on a he got the little koofy on. Like look at Dirk.
Oh, you're doing too much, man.
Dirk had the koofy and the dashiki on.
Dirk has been baptized, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We're going to get you there, too. Get your 2%. Yes.
I'm there.
There we go.
But I knew about Travis Kelce. When I saw his touchdown dance, I was like, he dates black women. He's been to some barbecues in his day.
Exactly. Red Kool-Aid.
Had the red cup in his hand. Exactly. Like,
what kind of Kool-Aid you want? Red.
Red.
Right.
Or grape. Grape, or too. Grape, too. We like that grape.
I feel like I've lost total control.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Just know,
he doesn't talk this much.
If somebody's talking about, if somebody's talking about red Kool-Aid, it can get very complex because we don't know if it could be watermelon or strawberry. Yeah. It's cherry.
Cherry.
Okay, just FYI. If somebody's talking red Kool-Aid, they're talking about cherry flavor and cherry flavor only, okay?
I know.
All right. That's right. We already knew.
I've been
to
cookouts.
Yes, that 2%'s kicking in.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on,
that's
need to do an ancestry. You might have five in you.
No, if we did mine. I'm all Scandinavian. I'm all white. I'm whitest of the white.
Whitewashed. You just whitewashed. Okay.
I got mix of white. I'm trying to be Oreo, but it won't let me.
Oh, my gosh.
The second Kingsman movie comes out this weekend.
Fire's
3 and 5.
Fire stick.
It's a fire stick.
I saw you go see it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was okay. Did you see it?
No,
It's
watching clowns.
It's a little. I don't like clowns. I just saw it because a little nostalgia. When I was a kid, I saw the original, but it was okay. The King. I might go check that out. Actually,
check it out. NBA 2K18 came out this week. It's very good.
In the lab.
I haven't been a gamer in years, but I'm going to get this 2K.
You got to get it.
You should get it for nothing else. The way they have really their face, yeah, how they done the face. Wow, it's come a long way. Shout out to my homeboy JD as well. Like, he actually put up today how 2K looked when they did face recognition, like in maybe 2000 or 2010, mm-hmm, versus now. Like, it literally looks just like him. I mean, the part in his head and everything. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, so you got to get it for that.
They
if nothing
actually
else
have a LeVar Ball. He's on there.
And I love the fact that they have the WNBA on there too now.
That's live. True.
Yeah, that's
live. Oh, is it live? Live, live. Oh, I'm sorry. Live. I'm sorry. Live. But yeah, I'm glad that it's finally getting there, you know? Man. I love it.
And Hoodie Mello's a 98.
Rated more than regular Mello. That's crazy.
That's right. All
right, that's let's hilarious.
Wrap up the show.
I would say bon voyage.
All right, 315.
Another great episode of the Breakdown Sports Show. Like I said, I'm happy to be back after a 2-week sabbatical. But I'm back, and great show. Great guest today. Loved it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It was fun.
You know.
I apologize, you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, had a lot of fun, and, you know, that's it.
Sunday, greatest tailgate on earth. Yes, my man, Be Well, Detail Law. By the 624 Mintnich Street. I don't know how you pronounce
Mint Street. Should be
Mint Street because if it's near the stadium.
The stadium should be Mint.
Mint Street.
It's Mint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From 10 a.m. to 5.
Do not bring a red cup.
Please. Y'all already know, man. Just bring $20 in the chair. All you can eat, games, good music. Panthers losing to the Saints, all that. Have
go
fun.
Out there and watch a real game.
Yeah, pretty much. So come in there. Legion of Greatness, we in here tomorrow, 12
Baller's
to 1.
Life.
Yeah, Baller's Life, kicks, sneakers, sports. We're doing all that.
Who y'all got tomorrow? Anybody guess?
You're supposed to be a special guest, man. To be continued, you got to tune in. And of course, shout out to the deal, Evolution Sports Firm, Evolution Surf Firm. Shout out to y'all, man, loving us, man. BSS Carolinas and Legion of Greatness doing big things. If y'all need them big-time jobs, man, come holla at us.
Absolutely, and thank you for being here. Miss Latasha?
Me? Hey, I had a blast with you guys. Like just the knowledge, the fun, the ambiance. This is great. I hope I get to come back. Like, seriously. Like,
you're welcome back anytime you
thank
want.
Thank you so. I mean, like, not tomorrow, but, like, in a couple of days, literally, seriously. But so Twitter and IG, I'm at @she_SPN. Again, @she_SPN.
Slow that down.
It's on my shirt.
Oh, okay.
We'll get it.
@she_SPN. And on Facebook, I'm under Latasha Joan Madden Miles. That is definitely a play off of John Madden. It's affectionately named after John Madden. And also, I got a little bit of Joan Carol Clayton in me from Girlfriend. So, yeah. Joan Madden, that's what we have there. And guys, make sure you get my book. I don't know if you can see it from over there, but it's entitled, thank you, sir. You gotta take both because I got two different back covers. Thank you. But it's entitled When Football Season Turns You Into His Side Chick. It is the ultimate survival guide for relationships and households during football season. Guys, trust me, I looked out for you. Ladies, you need to jump on board as well. It explains every reason from fantasy football to bye weeks. Thank you. Why your man likes football so much. It's available on Amazon.com and createspace.com, Kindle version as well that you can download. And I have two different back covers if you get a hard copy of the book. I have a more conservative, like a Monday through Friday business look. Maybe looks like I might own a piece of the team. Then I have a weekend version as well. Hey, the little thematic referee look. I channel Beyonce's 2013 Super Bowl promo ad. So, yeah, that's me. Like, I told you don't let this fool you, honey. I'm trying to tell you now. But, yeah, it's, definitely take a look at the book, createspace.com and amazon.com. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. It was fun. Definitely check her book out. If you haven't, it's very good.
Yeah, support it, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Couple for me. Indians 22-game winning streak snapped. Bobby DeBrain Heenan passed away at 73. Jack LaMotta passed away at 95. He was Raging Bull. Movie was made about. He passed away.
Yeah, good notable thing about him, he beat Sugar Ray Robinson in his prime. That's exactly. Probably like the
big story.
Yep.
Then boxing champ Andre Ward announced his retirement.
I can't believe
career at 32-0.
But at least he retired sound mind, sound body.
That's right.
Right, and on top, you know, right to the sunset.
thank you, everybody, for watching, tuning in. Tasha, thank you for being here. Smoochie, 315B3. As always, sports is life. You can catch us everywhere. Side pieces. See you next week. Jesus.